Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. I'm your host, Monique Hom, and today I'm going to be talking about something that I think is really important for women real estate investors, especially moms. You know, one of the things that I've realized over the years of being a real estate investor and why I've started Real Estate Investor Goddesses is because there are so few women in real estate. And it's really sad because real estate is a wonderful thing for women, especially mom entrepreneurs or mompreneurs. So today I want to share, you know, five reasons why real estate investing is particularly great for women entrepreneurs. Before I get into that, I just want to briefly introduce myself. I'm Monique Hom. I'm the host of the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast and the founder of Real Estate Investor Goddesses online community. And I've been investing in real estate for over 13 years. And with my husband and my investors, we own over 1,200 rental doors all over the United States. So I've been in this business for quite a while and have a lot of experience. But there have been too few women in this game. And I want to change that. So let's get into the five reasons why it is great for mompreneurs. So the first thing is cash flow and passive income. I think, you know, when you have when you have your own business and you're an entrepreneur, especially when you're at the beginning of your entrepreneurial endeavors, you can have a lot of feast and famine moments, right? There's, you know, some money will come in and then it won't. So it can be a struggle when you're beginning your entrepreneurial ventures. One of the great things about real estate investing is that it provides you these passive income streams. So when you have some investment property, even when you're sleeping or when you're working or when you're vacationing or when you're doing other things, this money is just going to be coming in passively. And that will help bridge the gap and keep you from those feast and famine struggling moments. So that's one of the really great reasons why you want to be investing in real estate. I had one of my guests on the podcast, CJ Matthews. When she started, she was a single mom, barely making ends meet. I think she said she was getting about $10 an hour, and she figured out how to get started in real estate investing by finding properties and having somebody else put in the money, and she put in the work to get some properties and cash flow. And from there, she was able to create a seven-figure business. At the same time as she was doing other entrepreneurial ventures. So I think, you know, the cash flow and passive income is the number one reason. Number two is appreciation. So in addition to getting the cash flow, typically what will happen is your property values will rise over time. So you're going to get appreciation and equity that you can tap into. So sometimes if you need it for your business, though I think it'll be great to get business lines of credit for your real estate investing, but sometimes, you know, you might also be able to tap into the equity in your properties and use that equity either to get more properties, or you can use that equity for your other business entrepreneurial endeavors. So being able to have appreciation and equity is another reason why real estate investing is great for mompreneurs. A third reason, which is really huge, is that it is a very lifestyle-friendly business. So remember what I was talking about is cash flow that's mostly passive. Well, that means that while you're making your money through real estate investments, your time is freed up for you to spend more time with your family, with your travels, and not maybe struggle so much with business. So it gives you more time. And as a mom, we realize that time is our most precious resource. Time that we can spend with our families is invaluable. So that is one of the wonderful things about real estate. It gives you not just the ability to have financial freedom, it provides you time freedom as well. A fourth benefit of real estate investing are the tax benefits, which is huge. So the federal government has decided that they want to promote property ownership. And for that reason, there are all sorts of tax benefits in the tax code for doing it. And these tax benefits are way better than a lot of tax benefits that you would get from just having another type of business. Rental cash flow, for example, is not subject to self-employment tax. So that means if you're making $25,000 in rental income versus $25,000 with another business, either selling crafts on Etsy or having a mommy blog that makes you money or some other business, that All right, I am back. this is the beauty of live radio. Sometimes we come in, sometimes we get out. I was talking about the tax benefits of real estate investing. And so just wanted to talk about how the first point I wanted to make was that your rental income does not also incur self-employment tax. So if you're self-employed and you have a side business, you're going to be paying a 15% self-employment tax, but that rental income has a max of 20%. It's also not going to be taxed because it's a max of 20%. It'll if you had another income, you're in a higher income tax bracket, you could be paying, you know, upwards of 30, 35%, but your rental income will never be more than 20%. Another huge benefit is depreciation. So that basically means that you get to deduct and I'm back. So is we're talking, maybe the gods don't want me to talk about tax benefits for some reason. But the other thing was depreciation. So the short answer, to make a very short point, much shorter, your tax benefits, there are a lot of tax benefits that you get from real estate investing that you don't get from other types of entrepreneurial ventures. And the effect is that even though you're making more money, you're often paying less in taxes. So I had a friend who was a very successful business person. He had three multi-million-dollar businesses and found himself 1 year owing $500,000 to the IRS. He had always thought that the more money you make, the more taxes you pay. And then he learned about real estate investing. So he ended up buying an apartment building in Memphis. And even though the apartment was making him money, it brought tax bill from $500,000 to zero. So that is what real estate can do for an entrepreneur. And the last reason why it's really important I think it's great for mompreneurs to be investing in real estate, is that real estate investment allows you to leave a legacy for your kids. And not only can your children inherit property, they will likely increase in value and set them up for a profitable life. So last but not least, you're showing them something very important about wealth and wealth building. So you're not only leaving the legacy of the property and teaching them how to grow and maintain wealth. You know, most kids are taught that they have to trade their time for money. But you can be a wonderful example to show them that your money can – you don't have to work for your money. Your money can work for you. So those are the five reasons why real estate investing is particularly great for mompreneurs. And I want to open up the lines to some guests who have called in for questions. So the guest call-in number is 323-642-1557. So I'm going to unmute you guys, and if anybody has a question, just pipe in and share it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Margo. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. So what's your question?
Oh, my pleasure. My question is, how do you organize your time as a self-employed mompreneur so you can get your business done and be at home with the kids?
Ah, that's a great question. So I block my time. So I set aside about 10% of my time for CEO time, where I'm working on my business, not in my business. About 30% of my time is spent on marketing. 50% of my time is spent on, you know, delivering the you know, either like working, finding properties or doing my real estate investor glasses work, my actually delivering what I do. And then the final 20% is admin and just keeping the business running. So that's how I go on my calendar and I literally block off, you know, hours of time so that I can get it done and I can try to turn the clock off for work so I can be available and around for my family and my kids when it's time for that.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi there.
Any
my
other
name
questions?
Is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
My name is Anna. I have a question. What does it take to get started in real estate investing?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a bit long to answer all here, but if I do have a wonderful guide available on my website, it is called the Real Estate Success Blueprint, the 7 crucial steps every woman must take to be a successful real estate investor, and that's available on my website, reigoddesses.com. And if you you sign up for that free guide, it'll share the 7 steps that you need to take to get started in real estate investing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Desiree.
Hi, Desiree.
As a mompreneur, I know that you have limited time. What about money? Like, how much money do you need to have that you think to be able to start before you actually be able to start investing?
You know, that's such a great question. And the answer is a savvy woman who knows what to do can get invested for as little as zero. You have to invest in time and education to get know what to do, but I was given the example earlier of CJ Matthews, who I interviewed a couple weeks ago on the podcast. She didn't have any money. She was making $10 an hour, but what she did was she got educated and then she found somebody who had money, and he was a former Microsoft employee. He had some stocks that had gotten invested, had a lot of cash on his hands, but and wanted it to be working better for him. And she was able to go out and find some properties that would cash flow, that would help his money to grow. And she did the work, and they split the profits 50-50. And he was thrilled, and she was thrilled, and she ended up getting 15 houses doing that, and partnering with other people, using none of her cash. So that's just one strategy that people can employ to get invested in real estate. And there are lots of different ways to do it and lots of different.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Hi, Monique. This is Freshta.
Hi, Freshta.
My question is about education. Since you mentioned that getting education is important, can you elaborate a little bit as to how to go about that?
Yeah, so I think education is probably the most crucial piece to be successful for a real estate investor. The more you know, the more you can avoid bad and but even more the more you can see all of the opportunities that exist out there. And so I'm a huge proponent of learning as much as possible, and I personally am always learning. And at Real Estate Investor Goddesses, we have an educational program called the Wealthy Goddess Program, where we show women how to get started in real estate investing. And also, you can check out my book, The Real Estate Investor Goddess Handbook, or the free my free guide on the website, The Real Estate Success Blueprint, 7 Crucial Steps Every Woman Must Take to Be a Successful Real Estate Investor. And then to just continue to learn. I mean, you're on this podcast, so that shows me that you're a learner. You're seeking knowledge. And go. So you can get really current knowledge and information.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I will definitely go to the website and actually check it out and read your book. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. So let's see, is there any more questions before we say goodnight?
Yes, I have one. My name is Makeda Birdsong. Makeda Birdsong.
Hi, Makeda.
Hello. I was calling because I wanted to know, is there like a certain age limit where you can start investing? Could this be possible for, say, like a teenager who may be interested in getting started?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so a teenager would probably need some support to sign a contract that would be valid, but they can definitely get in the game and get started. I actually have my kids investing in some of our syndication, our group investing opportunities. So we get outside investors, but we get our kids to put some money in as well, so they can see what happens when their money's invested and how it grows, and they receive checks and they put it in their accounts and they spend it wisely, or we talk about how you budget. So absolutely, it's great for kids to and teenagers to get invested in real estate, and it's wonderful if there's a helpful adult that can help guide them and support them on that when they do that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So let's see if we might have one other caller, but I think that's it for tonight. So thank you all, and we'll see you next time on the Real Estate Investor Goddesses podcast. Right, bye-bye.